And Royce answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withheld from thee. Who is he that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Here I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine heart knows thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words to the heart of Royce, the Lord whispered to Ray Gardner, I am disappointed with you and with Royce's two other friends, for you have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as has my servant Royce. Wherefore take unto you and live the gospel, and go with my servant Royce, and offer up for yourself a broken heart, and my servant Royce shall pray for you. For him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that you have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Royce. So Ray Gardner of Cedar City, and Riley Skeen of Ogden, and Ed Gray the geophysicist went, and did according as the Lord commanded them. The Lord also accepted Royce. And the Lord turned the captivity of Royce when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Royce twice as much as he had before. Then there came unto him all his brethren and all his sisters, and all they that had of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house, and they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Testimony, and every one a commitment to do good. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Royce more than his beginning. second Jared, and the name of his third Joshua. And in all the land there were no women found so fair as the daughters of Royce, and their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. After this lived Royce 40 years, and saw his sons and his son's sons.